Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our spring membership drive, and we'll get back to that in a few minutes. Whether you've been laid off, expect to be laid off, or know somebody close to you who has been laid off, or have just watched your investments tank in the last few years, the topic of finances may not be that dear to you, but it is certainly near to your heart or most of our hearts or your household, much of what you plan for your future and your child's future. PBS financial planning expert Jonathan Pons has responded with the book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. In his book, Jonathan redefines what it means to be financially secure and talks about how that includes simplifying your financial life. Jonathan is with us today to share his insights and take your financial planning questions. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive, as I mentioned earlier. Remember, listener support, your support, is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $5,000. We can meet this goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. Simple. It only takes a few minutes, and you can get right back to the show. For a pledge at the $60 level, we will send you Jonathan Pond's book, The New Affluence. The subtitle of the book is Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. And for a pledge of $60 to 89.7 NPR News, we will send you this book, a book you cannot find in bookstores and you can't order online. But you can get The New Affluence right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Again, for a pledge at the $60 level, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's books and we'll tell you about other gifts coming up. Jonathan, once again, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Ann.
You know, right off the bat, I the first thing that popped into my mind to talk to you about, there's lots of general things, but a lot of people right now are struggling with things like gasoline prices.
It really is a problem. And I think one of the problems, and you know, truth be told, I grew up in Washington. My father was worked for the government, and they sit there on their high horses and don't realize that the price that people pay for gas who are commuting any distance at all, which is just about everybody in rural America and most people in suburban America.
Right.
You know, they take the subway or drive a few miles or have someone drive them and have no concept of what this means to the average person. We're in Boston. We have a small home in New Hampshire, and the people there in construction think nothing of driving 80 miles to a good-paying construction job. And this is really going to have an impact. Hopefully, with oil prices receding a little bit, the price at the pump will recede. And there's an interesting statistic or rule of thumb that I saw, which suggested that if since we're so concerned with gas prices now and mortgage rates, people refinancing their mortgages now, or hopefully maybe first-time home buyers able to go in, is this rule of 10. And that is, if the price per gallon of gas added to the interest rate on a mortgage equals or exceeds 10, that's a real danger signal for people. And they tend to rein in. Right now they're reining in their spending because they're having to leave all this money at the pump. And this has you know, maybe not dire implications, but serious implications for the economy, for people's pocketbooks, and we can only hope that that the price will start to decline a bit.
My guest is PBS financial planning expert Jonathan Pons. He has written a new book, We've talked about it before, the new affluence, achieving financial security in a changed economy. Now, one of the things you encourage folks to do in times like this is to make sure they're investing properly in their educations, expanding their skill sets, making themselves available and ready, willing, and able to do a lot of different kinds of jobs. But I read about one woman who had to commute to – it was doing just that is exactly what she was trying to do. And she has to commute to school, but now it costs her about $200 round trip once a week to go to school, and she can't afford it and had to drop out.
Yeah. These stories abound these days, Anne, and it's really unfortunate because people want to do the right thing, with their money, for their families, and when you are having these kinds of difficulties, there's a piece on NPR this morning here in Boston on the difficulty middle income families are having in this country, and a part of the book, as you mentioned, there's a lot in there on career, because your career is your single best investment, and if you can do things to improve your career, make yourself an indispensable employee, if you're considering changing careers, which so many of us are, evaluating that carefully to make sure the career is going to be around 10, 20, 30 years from now, you can do a lot, certainly, and one can hope that you do strive to be the best you can be in your career, and that may require some investing on your own.
My guest again is PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond. He's offering three thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about them. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $60 to $120 to $225. Really, there's something for anyone and any budget here. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to our secure server at WOSU.org. And we want to say thanks to Brent in Columbus and Wren in Columbus. We have just a little over $4,800 to go this hour. Our goal is $5,000. So pick up the phone right now and make that pledge. You won't regret it, because part of what you also recommend, Jonathan Pond, is investing in your community. Jonathan?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's no question. This is why I make these thank you gifts exclusive to public media, because I just think about how my three daughters, the Pond Puddles, have benefited from public broadcasting, and how everybody in the community benefits. And hence, I want to reward those who reward their respective stations with support and provide these thank you gifts, which are truly exclusive, and a couple of them, which we will be discussing imminently, are really, according to the mail I receive from many people, really change their outlook on their financial futures of themselves and their loved ones.
If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher, the website for All Sides with Ann Fisher, and post your question or comment there. Let's talk about these gifts, because just in talking about them, we get to a lot of the points that you try to make in your book. At the $60 level, I mentioned that, you know, we have your newest book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. At the $225 level is a combo. We have your book, The New Affluence, and your Lifetime Financial Planner and your Investment Roadmap. So the Lifetime Financial Planner and the Investment Roadmap begin with a series of questions, right?
That's right. Shortly after you make your pledge, WOSU will send you a questionnaire, one Lifetime Financial Planner questionnaire and a separate Investment Roadmap questionnaire, And then WOSU is out of the loop. It's between you and me. Prepare the questionnaire. Either you can fill it in on the questionnaire itself and mail it to me, or as many do these days, you can email it to me. We give you a password so we know you're authorized to submit your questionnaire by email. And then I will prepare a report that's specific to your own circumstances. And this report, the Lifetime Financial Planner, covers all areas of your financial life. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. Mm-hmm. The Investment Roadmap covers the all-important area of investing. And it's all based on your responses to the questionnaire. So no reports are alike. And the they really do make a difference. I do my best to provide guidance that's helpful to you based upon your circumstances, that's understandable, and that it's going to make a difference. And that's why these two thank you gifts, the Lifetime Financial Planner number one and the Investment Roadmap number two, are the first and second most popular thank you gifts in public television and public radio.
One of the things I think they help with for a lot of people who have trouble talking face-to-face with somebody about their finances. That's pretty common, isn't it?
It sure is. And you're exactly right, Ann. Many of the respondents really haven't had anybody take a look at their own finances. And sometimes there's some reasonable skepticism as to, is somebody going to sell me something? How do I know if what they're suggesting makes sense? And over half the people, based upon some research we've done, over half of them are actually taking advantage of these as a second opinion. And mm-hmm. and something that perhaps, you know, why not? Why not do the right thing for WOSU and then take advantage of these tools to get a second opinion, which will, at a minimum, provide some information that your financial advisor or investment advisor may have overlooked. So these are this is a lot of work for me. This is over 20 years of effort on my part, but I so much enjoy doing it because I know, number one, it's making a difference in people's financial futures. And it doesn't matter what your age, your income. You may say, I have no finances to plan. Well, I'll give you a roadmap to help you get to the point where you have some finances to plan. It doesn't matter, but that's the one thing. It's making a difference for you, and also it's making a difference for WOSU. I hope you will call in now at 1-866-897-9678 or online wosu.org. And say thank you to WOSU for everything they do for you and everyone in the community. Also, while you're at it, I hope you'll make a pledge first and then call up and ask me a question. 614-292-8513, I believe, is the number
That's
to call
it.
With a question.
That's it. You can email us as well at allsides@wosu.org. And we have an email from Angel, writes, it seems to me people need to live closer to where they work. If you work downtown, the city needs to encourage affordable housing downtown for families. Before the housing bust, Columbus seemed to encourage outrageously priced housing downtown. But the point Angel's making about making sure, you know, making your where you live work with where you work, mm-hmm. That's the sort of things that people need to look at kind of in a long-term way, right? I mean, you can't just pick up and move.
Well, what's interesting, Anne, is that a lot of people are moving back into the city,
mm-hmm.
but that can be expensive in
right.
and of itself. It's if you're 20 miles outside of town, it's kind of hard to find equally priced housing and to be able to sell your house
right.
or an equal price rental. That's closer in. So it's a real conundrum for people. Certainly, carpooling helps, but in an area like Greater Columbus, it's a little different than where I am in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real problem, and I wish our elected officials would start to realize that not everybody has a 2-mile commute or a 15-minute subway ride to get into work.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. My guest is Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan, we welcome them. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. I want to say thanks to Arla in Dublin. We have $4,500 to go out of our $5,000 goal for the hour. Give us a call at 1-866-897-9678. Or you can go online to WOSU.org and make your pledge that way. We appreciate any amount that you can offer us this time. You want to make one pledge a year at least. And if you can do it today, we'd appreciate it. 1-866-897-9678. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. And this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. And we need to hear from you right now. Support the conversations that All Sides brings to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for 40 minutes or sometimes an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at 1-866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. Our goal this hour was $5,000, and as I said earlier, we have $4,500 left to go before the end of the hour. You can go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. With a membership at the $60 level, you will be supporting public radio and supporting All Sides, and you can get your own copy of the book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. So pick up the phone or go online at WOSU.org.
Jonathan, one thing I'd like to mention also, Anne, as a further inducement, is that I have a weekly email newsletter, which provides a lot of money tips, some really, I think, useful suggestions for making a difference in your own pocketbook issues, and that's called Ponderings. And for people that pledge at your members at $60 or above, when you receive your thank you gifts, we'll have a little slip in there to give you a way to sign up for what it's called Ponderings. There's no ego involved in that. That you every Monday morning, and people rave about it. It's a fun and easily read service. Of course, you could also go into my website and pay $49 for it, but I'm offering it to you. Since you're a loyal member of WOSU, I will be happy to give you a one-year subscription to it.
You know, and I like the idea that you brought up earlier, that this can be a second opinion kind of a thing. This can be something you can bring to your conversations with your financial advisor here or wherever you live and kind of run things by him. It's another point of view.
That's right, and it's really hard. You know, I have a system from decades of work where I believe I can cover all bases. I had somebody get in touch with me who said, you know, I have all these high-priced lawyers, somebody who was apparently very affluent. I didn't know because we don't keep the questionnaires. We get rid of them. Everything is entirely confidential. But he obviously had a lot of money. He had lawyers and accountants and all that. And they didn't mention to him a very simple plan that would allow him a $50,000 deduction from his self-employment income, a tax deduction. I was aghast, as was he, I'm sure, that these people hadn't reminded him. It's so simple. Well, if you fill out your questionnaire and you give me the profile, I'll mention that. I'll mention things, areas of insurance that people have told me. You know, my insurance agent never really told me about this insurance, which is so essential. And I want to respond, well, there wasn't much commission involved in it, but it was an oversight. So I think this is a valuable second opinion, and it's a valuable first opinion for people because the reports provide all this guidance. It also includes a priority listing because, you know, I don't spare you. I provide lots of recommendations in the Lifetime Financial Planner report. So I have a priority list, which indicates in order of priority. Again, no two are alike. It's based on your situation, what you need, what's the most important thing to do. The last thing I want you to do is get a report and say, well, old Jonathan has made 60 recommendations here and not do anything. Mm-hmm. So I start out saying this is the highest priority thing you need to do. And maybe if you've got a young family and you don't have a will, I'll be merciless. I'll say you've got to have a will. And Ann, in two situations over the past 20 odd years, I've had letters from widows who said, you know, we didn't have a will. We had young kids, and we got the will. And within weeks after that, my husband, in both instances, died. If we hadn't had a will, I mean, you don't even want to think about what would happen if you have children, young children, and you die without a will. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't even want to contemplate that. Well, if that's the case and you tell me you don't have a will, I'm going to, you know, hammer you over the head to get the will.
There's a lot of talk right now about the Federal Reserve's low interest rate policies. They're intended to avert, I guess, a deeper economic fall off, but they've also lowered the value of retirement savings for really thousands and thousands of Americans who are still recovering from the stock market drop a few years ago. What are you recommending for folks in these kind of situations, particularly since they're living longer often?
They sure are. It's terrible, first of all, that retirees have to, you know, the term that they're using is they're being skunked by the government, because retirees who want to keep their money safe are going to have to, are never going to earn as much money as they need. I did a little analysis of somebody who says, okay, I want my money to be safe. All I need is $500 a week, and I'll invest my money in three-month treasury bills. Well, in order to make $500 a week in three-month treasury bills, you'd need about $25 million in three-month treasury bills. Now, everybody's being skunked by low interest rates. My feeling is that this is going to persist for many years, because once things turn around, interest rates aren't likely to go up. I hope I'm wrong. With respect to people who rely on income, but you have to look for other ways to earn some decent investment returns. This is what I talk about in the investment roadmap. There are ways to get more than 0.5% or 1%. I'll suggest some. I'll even provide names of good mutual funds and exchange traded funds that will let you get a little more interest, and perhaps quite a bit more interest. I mean, for example, these Build America bonds, mm-hmm. There's a fund out there that is yielding between 5% and 6%. Well, that's better than 1% or better than 0.5%. It has some risk. I'll explain that, but there are ways to take a little bit of risk with your money and get a decent return. But this is very, very tough, Anne, and I wish I could say by the end of the year it will go away, but history has shown that it takes years in this economic environment for interest rates to turn around, and some say decades.
I want to say thanks to Chris in Worthington. We have about $4,000 to go in 32 minutes. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. And our goal today is simple: to get your pledge of support at 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. And in return for your pledge, we are offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert. He's our guest this hour. We welcome your calls for questions and comments at 1-614-292-8513. But you can go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 to make your pledge right now. Get your finances back on track in this changed economy. Call 1-866-897-9678, and for $225, receive Jonathan Pond's book, A Personalized Financial Planner and a Personalized Investment Planner. Jonathan was just talking about it. That's a $225 pledge of support to 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. And Jonathan also mentioned his newsletter. He throws that in for free. It's $49 otherwise. Your investment roadmap, you can get that separately for $120 pledge. It covers the all-important area of investing. Jonathan makes specific recommendations, as he mentioned, customized to your own investment situation, something you don't find anywhere else. It shows you how to diversify your investments and recommends mutual funds specific to your situation. with the Lifetime Financial Planner for another $120, or you can get it in the package for $225. You'll receive your confidential questionnaire after you make your pledge, and then Jonathan sends you a personal financial report. It includes a series of recommendations. You know, Jonathan, we've talked before about somebody who maybe has a kid just getting out of college, mm-hmm. and maybe one who's starting to make some real money. You could get this whole package and split, give one financial planner to one of them and the investment roadmap maybe to the other one who's finally making some money. You know, you could split it up. It's a sort of gift. It's perfect to graduation time.
It really is, and we don't know because we don't get that information, but the stations tell us that almost a third of the people who take advantage of these, the only place you'll find them, by the way, I need to mention, don't call my office trying to get this, because you won't get them. We'll very politely say, why don't you call your local public radio or public television station. And but they make great gifts for about a third of the people that that take advantage of these. So it is, and you can also turn it around. I mean, on the talk shows now, I hear a lot of people whose parents, you know, young adults whose parents are facing some challenges mm-hmm. as they approach retirement, and that might make a nice gift for them as well.
It's never too late. There's okay. also folks that thinks Bahram in Columbus. There are folks who say, I don't have anything. Mm-hmm. What's the point? If you don't have anything, what's the point of planning?
We've had people ranging from age 18 to their late 90s fill out the questionnaires. If you don't have any – well, first of all, we have to make a conclusion. If you don't have anything now, you got to get something somewhere along the line. Mm-hmm. And if it's hard for people to appreciate how customized these are, but if you don't have anything, you're not sure what kind of insurance you need, you're not sure about how to use credit or how to get out from debt, this provides specific recommendations just for you and you alone. And there are a lot of people over the years who really don't have much. Some of them have been through financial reversals. And I hear from them all the time saying, you know, I thought our situation was hopeless. It was depressing. You're making me feel better about my future because you're giving me a plan and you're giving me a priority list of the most important things I need to do.
You know, Jonathan, you talk about a lot about, and a lot of people often call the show and ask about the Roth option mm-hmm. versus the 401k. Tell us what the pros and cons are of the Roth option and what it is.
Okay, well, there are a few gradations of Roth. There are Roth. There might be a Roth 401k. These are becoming increasingly popular in businesses where you can, rather than put your money into the 401k, you can put all or some of the money you earmark in that direction to a Roth. The issue with the Roth, of course, any Roth, is that you don't get a tax deduction for putting the money in, but when you take it out, it's federally tax-free. That's a huge advantage. So there's a Roth 401k. Again, I talk about that in the investment roadmap. Also, there is a Roth IRA contribution. And I think to the extent you qualify, which most people do, I mean, if you're single, you have to, and your income's under $110,000, you qualify. Married couple over $160,000 or so, you qualify. And the Roth IRA, same thing. You don't get the deduction now, but you get to withdraw the money totally tax-free federally later on. And then there's the Roth IRA conversion. That's a complicated decision to make, but I get enough information from the questionnaire. And by the way, Ann, we should emphasize, the questionnaires are very straightforward. They take only about a half hour to complete. Many people in the financial planning industry use these questionnaires. I've never enforced the copyright on using the questionnaires. The reports are a different issue, of course. Mm-hmm. The questionnaires take a half hour to fill out, but it gives me enough information to be able to actually tell you whether or not a Roth IRA conversion, where you take money from your regular IRA and put it into a Roth, makes sense for you. For many people, it does. the Roth is a neat, neat feature for people. And, you know, you don't have to do a lot. I gave one of my kids a Roth IRA because she had some income, and it was just a couple of $100s. You know, and I think that's a valuable lesson for her. She's looking at the money, and I'm investing it, and it's been growing because the investment gods are with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting a great lesson, because the last thing I want to do is feel like I have to pass on an inheritance to her. You know, the key, and one takeaway for everybody who's listening, main thing to try to do, retire rich and then die destitute.
And how to finesse that along the way is your department.
That's right. That's right. It's great. I love to empower retirees to, you know, spend a little bit more, you know, rather than you know, saving up or skimping so that your ill-deserving progeny, and believe me, I've got three ill-deserving progeny, can somehow get some money. Heck, we're living so long right now that by the time we die, you know, our kids get the money, and just about the time they're themselves entering a nursing home. So why not spend it?
Jonathan Pond is here today to talk about personal finance, and because he knows how difficult it is to get your finances in order, especially after the recent economic downturn. But he's also here because he knows the importance of public radio. Only public broadcasting can offer you the detailed financial advice that Jonathan Pond offers. So please call with your pledge of support, 1-866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. Make a pledge of $60, and we'll send you the book, The New Affluence. Make a pledge of $225, and your thank you gift is the combo package. Everything we have been talking about this hour for a pledge of $225. It's a great investment in public radio and a great investment in the future of all sides. $225 is less than a dollar a day, and you get a great thank you gift in return. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Bahram in Columbus and also Valeria in Creola, Ohio. We have an email from Sarah. I have two young children, 4 and 7 years old. My husband and I have started saving for college, but we are saving such a small amount right now, it seems silly. What is the best way to save for college?
Well, Sarah, the best way to save for college is to send any rich relatives you have a nice box of flowers or chocolates, remind them that maybe they could help. But seriously, the main thing about college, first of all, Sarah, you'll get over the hurdle. We all have of paying for college costs. And I like the idea that you say it's a small amount. That's a great thing to do, small amount. But you don't want to sacrifice your contributions to your workplace retirement plans like 401Ks, 403Bs, TSAs, whatever they're called, and an IRA, because you want to do those before you contribute anything on behalf of the kids. You know, with retirement plans, Sarah, it's use it or lose it. Every year you don't don't contribute as much as you possibly can to those is a year you can't make up. And what I worry about are couples who, you know, love to put money into a 529 plan, which is probably where you want to put it. Ohio has a very nice 529 plan, college savings plan. But they do that, and then they realize 20 years after that they really don't have enough to retire. So let's, you know, deal with this. These are little kids. Put a little money away, but concentrate on your retirement. And I'll mention that in the Lifetime Financial Planner. One of the things let me say the investment roadmap. Mm-hmm. One of the neat features of it is that I look at your total situation and I say, okay, in order of priority, here's where you should put your money. Your 401k first, maybe your IRA. And I'll work down the list of, depending upon what you qualify for, and eventually the 529 will be there. But it won't be on the top of the list, that's for sure.
You also ask about risk assessment.
Yes.
Ask questions like indicate which type of investor profile best applies to you.
Yeah, you're filling out a bunch of questions. There are about 75 questions in the questionnaire, and you probably don't even realize it. But I'm able to get an idea of how comfortable you are with investment risk. And that allows me to customize a diversification scheme for both your retirement accounts, and if you have money in non-retirement accounts, I'll do that. How much you should have in large cap, how much you should have in small cap, how much in corporate bonds. And that's by percentage. It's a function of how comfortable you are with risk, your age, how much money you've got to invest. The other thing, and this is interesting, I'm glad you brought this up, Ann, because I have a college classmate who's a big shot, a partner in one of the huge investment banking firms on Wall Street, and he looked at this and he said, you know, this could put us out of business. Oh, wouldn't that break my heart, or all of our hearts? Because also I select mutual funds and exchange traded funds. The mutual funds are all no load funds that are based upon your specific situation. Nobody does that. You know, you go to your friendly bank or brokerage firm or whatever, and they're going to throw everybody into the same stuff. That's ludicrous because everybody's situation is different. That's how customized these are. I hope you will call in 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org and take advantage of them. This is an awful lot of work for me, Ann, but I really get excited about it because the ability to make a difference in people's lives while at the same time they're making a difference in the lives of everybody in their community through their show of support is just a great feeling. It's a great feeling.
I was thinking the financial planner at $120 would be a good option for Sarah because that's a better value than paying a financial advisor and going to his or her office. Jonathan Pond's doing the same thing for your support of public radio. So for $120, our thank you gift to you is your investment roadmap or your lifetime financial planner. And Jonathan Pond gives you personal investment advice and planning advice in both. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Pick the pledge level that works for you. $60, $120, or $225. Every dollar helps. 89.7 NPR News and helps keep all sides on the air. Whatever you can afford to give, we appreciate your support right now at 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, you can call us right now at 614-292-8513. And Michael, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ian. I've always wanted to ask, I've seen his program on WSU, and I always wanted to ask you this question. My sister and I are both kind of near retirement age, 3 and 4 years away from 65 mm-hmm. and 66. Anyway, if you have Social Security or pension coming, but you also have the money in an IRA,
mm-hmm.
is it better to live off the IRA money if you wanted to retire early and then let the Social Security and or pension rise a little bit higher in those 2 or 3 years? Or is it better just to, if you do want to retire early, to go ahead and go for that,
mm-hmm.
take the lower amount early and then supplement it if needs be?
Yeah.
The IRA. And her financial planner has one thought, and I thought I had another, so that's why I'm asking you.
Okay. And are either of you married?
Yes.
Okay.
She's widowed, sorry.
Okay. So if you're married, you need to look at the relative benefits, and Social Security provides a projection, the relative benefits to each. And I'll give an example. Of my own situation. Often there's a higher earning spouse and a lower earning spouse. If the higher earning spouse predeceases, okay, the lower earning spouse, will receive the higher of the two benefits. So just to give you a quick example, I am the higher earning spouse. I'm going to wait and after full retirement age, which is 66 for me, later on, because should I predecease, my wife will get a considerably higher benefit than she would be entitled to. So that's a little bit of a complicating factor.
Okay.
It's very hard to generalize on this, but I strongly discourage people from collecting before full retirement age, which, by the way, is about 75% of the population collects before full retirement age. I think, you know, once a lower Social Security check, always a lower Social Security check. So I would be very careful about that. But, Michael, you have to weigh that against the tax aspect of starting to withdraw from your IRAs and pay taxes on those withdrawals. So you really need to run a projection. By the way, I have in your report, I will not only look at your situation and give you a little bit more specific advice because I know more about the situation, but I'll also provide a website, web address that has a really wonderful retirement income and expense projection, because this is a very crucial decision. But my general idea is I would probably not collect before 66. You're just giving up too much unless you absolutely need the money, in which case you have to question whether or not you can afford to retire.
Can I have a follow up?
Certainly.
Sure, Michael.
I think, and that's exactly what I thought, but I think her financial advisor, and she needed one because of her husband dying, and was that the IRA money is inheritable money. The other ends when you and your spouse are...
That inheritance issue again.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but it did seem to me that the opposite, what you just suggested...
No, I don't like that advice, but that's the knee-jerk assumption. They say, well, you know, if you don't live 11 years or 17 years or whatever, well, you know, certainly if you have one foot in the grave and another on a banana peel, you want to collect as early as possible. But I don't like that advice. And the other thing is, the inherited IRA issue applies only to those who inherit an IRA from a non-spouse. Because she's inheriting her IRA from a deceased spouse, she inherits it as her own. So it's just adding to her IRA account. There are no required withdrawals for her before age 70 and a half, which there would be for what is known as an inherited IRA from a non-spouse.
I'm sorry. I think I maybe didn't explain it well. I meant to your children. In other words, the one money is simply a cash flow that comes while you are living. The other is actual, you know, a couple hundred thousand or whatever it is that can pass on to your children. That's
I mean, the children would, particularly in a widowed situation, is the last thing I would think about. Now, Michael, here's the thing to do, because they, I actually went over and spoke to somebody at the local Social Security office with some really technical questions I had, who was superb. They are wonderful. So go to the Social Security office. They no longer, as they did in the past, you know, talk favorably about taking money out early. They'll look at the situation and they can advise you to a certain extent, but they'll lay it out a little better. I would caution her about collecting early so she could have more money to pass on. And I could be very cynical insofar as an investment advisor may say collect early, because then you're tapping in less to the money that I'm managing, so I get bigger fees. But again, I'm a cynic.
Thanks, Michael, for that call. We only have about 10 minutes left, and we're going to try to get 15 calls or clicks in 10 minutes. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, 1-866-897-9678, or go online at WOSU.org. We're looking for 15 calls or web pledges in support of all sides and in support of 89.7 NPR News at the $60 level. If you can afford that, Jonathan Pond's newest book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. At the $120 level, a choice of Your Lifetime Financial Planner or Your Investment Roadmap, both are one-of-a-kind, personalized, and confidential reports that provide analysis, guidance, and recommendations on all important areas of your financial life. At the $225 level, the combo. All three items, plus the newsletter, by the way, which you can get at the beginning at the $60 level, Jonathan Pond's new book, The New Affluence, and Your Lifetime Financial Planner, and Your Investment Roadmap, each of which can be split up and you can, you know, divvy up to different members of your family, friends, people you know who are graduating, people who are getting ready to retire, right, Jonathan? So
that's right.
1-866-897-9678. Make 9678. Make the call right now. 1-866-897-9678. Show your support for WOSU 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Now is the time to make that call or go online to WOSU.org to our secure server. It takes just 2 minutes or less to do this. They just ask you your name. They get a little information about you, get your credit card, and ask you a few, give you a few payment options. 1-866-897-9678. 1-866-897-9678. I guess I was saying that too fast, Jonathan.
Okay, and oh, and by the way, we don't want to leave the retirees out of the mix.
Right.
Somebody wrote something in a newspaper recently, very kind remarks, that said Jonathan Pond is one of the few people who realizes that after you retire, you still have financial issues, financial challenges. And I'm proud to say about a quarter of the people who take advantage of these thank you gifts only through their public media station are retired. So it's certainly beneficial for retirees to have a look-see at their situation so that they know they're not making any mistakes along the way or they're on track. You know, somebody may be inducing them to take out a reverse mortgage when it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
I look at that in their reports. I don't look at it in a report of somebody who's 40 years old or 30 years old because it's not relevant to them. The reports cover only areas that apply to your own situation.
That's right, and things have changed. Things have changed a lot just in the last year and a half since Jonathan and I first met on the show. Things are always in flux. This is not something you just do once in your life. You don't talk to your financial advisor once in your life. You don't check your 401k disbursement once in your life. You keep modifying it and adjusting it to the times. That's what these gifts help you do. 1-866-897-9678. We have 14 more pledges to go to make that goal in just a little less than 8 minutes. 1-866-897-9678. Call and show your support at whatever level, whether it's the $60, the $120, the $225 level or more or less. Whatever you can do to show your support for WOSU, we appreciate it. Right now, we have lots of volunteers. They're supporting WOSU with their time. Now show us that you care about the programming, you care about the information we bring to you every day on WOSU at 89.7 NPR News. At the $60 level, again, Jonathan Pond's newest book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. If you already have that, you've gotten that before, now's the time maybe to go to the $120 level, and you have a choice of Your Lifetime Financial Planner or Your Investment Roadmap or all three. At the $225 level, it's our thank you gift to you. This is the only time you can get these gifts from WOSU is by pledging now at 1-866-897-9678. You cannot call up Jonathan Pond's office and get it under the table,
some
right,
will
Jonathan?
Try.
Yeah, some will always
try.
Try
yeah.
This is the only time.
Let me just, since it's been a while, let me just explain why we're getting a lot of calls from people and we need to hear from you. The two reports are Your Lifetime Financial Planner and Your Investment Roadmap. The way it works is very easy for you, not so easy for me. You'll receive from WOSU a questionnaires, the two questionnaires, if you take advantage of both of them at the $225 level. Fill them out. There's no deadline to fill them out. You can fill them out on paper or on the internet. We give you a website address and a password. And then you simply Get your report, which is customized to your own situation. As somebody has said in the past, it's like Jonathan sitting in our living room discussing our finances, and he has a really close and intimate knowledge of our financial situation. Questionnaires are easy to fill out, but they give me the information I need.
And they're our gift to you. We need 12 more pledges. Get those phones ringing. Thanks to Carol and Marion. Give us what you can to show your support. We appreciate everything and anything. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. We need 12 more pledges, and we have just about 5 minutes. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Mary and Jim in Columbus. We need 10 more pledges now to make that goal, and I know we can do it. Give what you can afford. Jonathan, we would never recommend anything besides that, right?
That's for sure. These are not the best times. But the important thing is that you show your support for this really wonderful and indispensable community resource. You're an area that appreciates good programming, extensive programming, long form programming as it's called, and you need to support them. That's the way it works, and I think in this instance. I will do my utmost because it's an honor for me to be able to provide you with the information that I know is going to make a difference for you. So this is really a win-win situation. I talk about WOSU, you know, if you thought about it as an investment, it's an investment that pays dividends every day of the year, and that's a great investment for you as well.
1-866-897-9678. We're still looking for 10 more pledges. We have just a little over 3 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678. Or go to WOSU.org and make that pledge online. It takes just a minute. Let's make the click online at WOSU.org and support your public radio station now. Support all sides and show us that topics about the economy are shows that are important to you. This show about how personal finance is just one aspect of the economic stories that we bring to you every single day on WOSU and at 89.7 NPR News and on All Sides with Dan Fisher. PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering 3 thank you gifts to you this hour and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive. Once more, they're exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. We need 9 more calls to go in just a little less than 3 minutes. 1-866-897-9678. If you can't manage the $60 level, that's okay. We need your call. We need to show us that you care about public broadcasting at whatever level you can afford. 1-866-897-9678. Our pledge levels this hour range from $60 to $120 to $225. Really, there's something for everyone and any budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to our secure server at WOSU.org. We're lucky to have Jonathan Pond on the show about 3 times a year. This is just about it. That's all the time we have with him. So give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, and show us that you care about this kind of programming, that you care about All Sides with Ann Fisher, and that you care about 89.7 NPR News. Are you enjoying the FM quality? Give us a call and let us know that. 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. We need you to call right now. We have just a little bit over a minute. I want to thank Jonathan Pond for joining us.
Thank you so much, Ann. It's wonderful to see the support that your wonderful members. And if you're not yet a member, this is a great time to step up.
Right.
If you're already a member, perhaps a little bit extra to take advantage of these exclusive thank you gifts. It's up to you, though, to call right now.
You can go online also at WOSU.org. I want to thank you for listening. Jonathan will still be with us when we return. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from the Wexner Center for the Arts, presenting The Tragical Life of Cheese Boy. Magic lantern-style shadow puppetry tells the story of a boy marooned on Earth, May 13th through the 15th. More information is at wexarts.org.